Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Tuesday, which means one thing and one thing only. It's the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. And then later in the show, we will be talking to Dr. Okay, you're gonna have to give me a second to read this. It is Dr. Bita Moghadam, and we're going to be talking about some recent research that shows once and for all that omega-3s improve memory function. For those of us who are getting older and keep forgetting where we put our keys, we may have a solution for you. But let's get started. Rob Regish, how are you?
Doing great, man. Riding the storm out. We got better things to do, though.
And wait a minute. What's that? I hear rain. Listen to that. You hear that?
I do.
Holy mackerel. Why don't you go ahead and close the window? Go ahead and close the window.
Real quick.
Go.
All right.
There we go. That's
gone.
Okay. Rain is gone. Thank you very much. Yeah, you are a true superhuman. It is obviously you're in Boston, right? You're in Massachusetts, I mean.
We're in the middle of the state, but I'm in, as you know, an undisclosed secure location.
Yes, you're in an undisclosed secure location in the Bat Cave. You're in the Bat Cave, and but you are obviously being affected by the storm. So before we get started with the interview, talk to me. Is it as bad as we're seeing in the media? Is there a lot of power outages where you are?
Where I am, no. We haven't lost power. This is, at least where I am, this is nothing compared to what it was like last year when we had that heavy, you know, wet snow and just a bomb went off.
But
yeah. My go out to those people that, you know, in New York, New Jersey, God, it's just terrible. I stayed up all last night watching the news and, jeez, you know, some people died, man. We got to remember that.
Yeah, it's very sad. All right, so anyway, in honor of the storm, we will fight back by supplying people with good information about diet, nutrition, exercise, physiology, gaining strength, losing fat, building muscle, and all the above. Right? But we're gonna start off with something different. The first question comes from Erin Mackin, and she has a question for you that is a little bit off topic for the typical questions. I'm curious to know about supplements for breast cancer. Obviously, Erin realizes that you're a huge researcher in supplements. So she says, either as a preventative or adjunct to conventional treatment protocols. I understand you're not an MD, but what supplements do you think would help someone fighting breast cancer?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. And Erin, you certainly are right about one thing. I'm not a doctor. But important to note, not dispensing medical advice here. Consult your doctor on such matters. Fact is, though, most MDs aren't aware of the potential certain supplements can and do bring to the fight. So I put together a list of my top three supplements to prevent cancer and act as powerful adjuncts to conventional treatment protocols. For her convenience and your convenience, I've cited the research done both in the U.S. and overseas supporting these recommendations, because any discussion with the doctor, they're of course going to want it. Due to on-air time constraints, I emailed that supporting research and product links, Erin, to you separately. That info, by the way, will also be in my upcoming Blueprint Bulletin monthly newsletter, which is going to contain information discussed here as well as tips and tricks I sometimes can't go into on air. So more on that at a later date. Here are the top three supplements to prevent and or as an adjunct to cancer therapy, in my opinion. Number one, green tea extract, specifically EGCG or epigallocatechin gallate. There's evidence showing...
I got to tell you, I'm impressed. Because in 8 years, I haven't been able to let that group of words roll off my tongue like that. You must have been up all night practicing that.
No, man. You read it enough, and God, there's a ton of literature. It rolls off the tongue. But there's evidence showing EGCG synergy with a lot of cancer treatments, including the drugs, one of which is tamoxifen. And there are several others. It's also demonstrated an ability to improve the quality of life for patients undergoing conventional treatment. And there are multiple studies showing it inhibits the proliferation of human breast cancer cells, both in the test tube, in vitro, and in vivo, meaning in the body. The second supplement is IP6, inositol hexaphosphate, which we've discussed before in stacking with creatine. But in this context, there are some profound anti-cancer properties of IP6 that have been demonstrated in different various experimental models. In addition to reducing cell proliferation, IP6 also seems to induce differentiation of malignant cells. So preliminary studies in humans show the IP6 enhances the anti-cancer effect, again, of conventional chemotherapy. It controls cancer growth and, again, improves patient quality of life. And besides decreasing cellular proliferation, IP6 also caused differentiation of malignant cells.
Hey, Rob, you just dropped out when you said differentiation of malignant cells, and you went silent for a second.
I'm sorry. Differentiation of those malignant cells often resulting in reversion to normal phenotype or healthy cells. So something to consider. Then finally, you've got curcumin. Both the epidemiological and experimental data has shown the efficacy of curcumin in chemo prevention and reversing chemo resistance of tumors in certain cancers. Now, of note, chemotherapy in breast cancer often fails due to the body resisting the drugs that are used to treat it. And a phytochemical, like curcumin, can be used as a therapeutic adjunct, given it elicits anti-tumor effects all on its own. In at least one study, curcumin downregulated the expression of tumor markers, again, both in the test tube and in the body, and sensitized tumor cells to the chemotherapeutic drugs, two of which different than tamoxifen. So, final word, when you really dig into this topic, you'll find two things the medical orthodoxy is all but oblivious to. One, the incredible potential of these products to prevent or complement conventional treatment. And two, the ability to improve clinical outcomes for patients while improving their quality of life. When cancer hits home, it really galvanizes you. At least it did for me. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer years ago, and she's been cancer-free now for some time. Don't ever let anyone tell you different. There is always something you, someone without a white coat or a medical degree, can do to help. And these supplements are inexpensive, little known to the medical orthodoxy, and they cost pennies a day. They are certainly worth a look and a discussion with your doctor. I hope that helps.
I'm surprised that ginger didn't make it into this list, and I have to tell you why. Because ginger, the beauty of ginger is it's both oncoprotective and chemoprotective. And what I mean by that is it does some of the same things that you spoke about that some of these other supplements, the IP6 and it reverses the apoptotic landscape and cells return back to normal life cycles.
Right.
It makes tumors shrink. It's highly bioavailable when taken orally. But another magical effect of ginger is it's chemoprotective. When you take ginger before taking chemotherapy, it protects the healthy cells from not being damaged too badly. And there's a lot of value in that as well. So I would say add to this wonderful list that you've provided ginger or a good ginger extract. because I predict that that is also something that would benefit the person fighting breast cancer. That's my humble opinion.
That's a great point. And you know, maybe in the future, whenever turmeric or curcumin comes up, we'll just make sure ginger's added.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we have to take our first commercial break. As you can tell, it's raining there where Rob is. Listen to that rain come down. Holy
and
man.
The wind.
Oh. Okay, so Rob is going to revert back to his boat right now. And in the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. But apparently, I'm not training with it right now, Rob. I'm still waiting. But when I do take it, it works. I can tell you that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Our next question comes from Robert Mastronardi, an Italian brother from another mother. He says, hey, Carl and Rob. I'm a longtime listener of Supreme Radio, and by long, I mean years. Just so Carl knows, I've purchased many supplements from sponsors and continue to do so. And just so Rob knows, I've purchased Synthogen, and I'm on my third bottle. I recently hired a personal trainer in order to learn new movements and to make sure the ones I'm doing correctly. Which leads me into my question. During the first session with my trainer, he pointed out to me that I have long legs and relatively short arms and torso. He also pointed out that while I was doing the deadlift, that I was practically in a squat position due to my long legs, which I clearly noticed once he brought that to my attention. He said, due to this disposition, that I'm putting my lower back at more risk in the deadlift. That's making me think right there. I don't know that I agree with that. Rob, what do you recommend that I change or tweak in both my deadlift and squat to benefit my training the most? I love heavy free weight compound movements and don't want to ever give them up. Also, my hip flexors are always sore as heck. Do you think this is due to my compromised form as a result of my disproportion? Thanks always for your help. And a quick question for Carl. I can buy grass-fed raw whey from my farmer. What are the benefits? I already buy raw milk. Can I get the whey? I can get the whey for $4 a quart. Wow. It must be liquid whey. I don't understand that. Is it powder? Should I go for it? What are the nutritional values compared to whole raw milk? Thanks again, guys. Love the show. Okay, you go first.
Okay, with respect to tweaking the deadlift and the squat, I would make the following recommendations. First, look into the sumo deadlift and ask your trainer to familiarize you with the movement. It naturally puts the lower back in a safer position by virtue of the fact the legs are spread wide versus close together. Now, you can prove this to yourself with the following experiment. Simply stand upright with your feet about shoulder width apart. Now observe the pressure that your lower back is carrying. Now that just gets magnified when holding a barbell in your hands when you're deadlifting, right? But next, what I want you to do is spread your legs apart and hold that position for about 10 seconds or so. What you're going to find is that the lower back now carries far less of the load. So you can see now why I'm recommending the sumo deadlift versus conventional. Second, I'd look into the super squat hip belt and the 15-inch Olympic loading pin at ironmind.com. And I know I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. You know, if you invest in one piece of equipment, I think that is it. It allows for the same axial or vertical loading of the legs as a conventional barbell squat, yet it imparts zero vertical loading of the spine. And the loading pin just makes loading it and unloading it a snap. It's far superior to cinching up to a barbell or even an easy curl bar. So two cinder blocks from Home Depot complete your shopping spree. What you want to do with those is angle those inward just in front of a power rack or other support beam. Then load the pin up with a 45-pound plate. Place that on top of the narrowest part of the cinder blocks right in front of the support beam. Presto. All you need to do now is step up onto the blocks, clip yourself to the loading pin, and then you squat down and back while holding onto that support beam for balance. It's a beautiful solution I learned years ago. No wasted energy on the setup. This goes for all trainees, whether you have long limbs or not. Too much vertical loading of the spine, you really need to avoid that, or at least think long and hard about it. As great as those two lifts are, they exact a toll, if not in the short term, over time. The hip belt ensures that you squat to parallel, by the way, every time, provided your cinder blocks are set to the correct height. Once that's set, you'll know with certainty you've hit parallel when touching the weight to the floor every time you perform a rep. The same can't be said about the barbell squat. You see it over and over. As the weights get heavier, the squats get higher. There are no such issues with the hip belt. Finally, with respect to the sore hip flexors, that's a common problem in many trainees, long limbs or not.
Yeah.
Sumo deadlifts are going to do a nice job of strengthening them, but the following is a stretch you can perform either before squatting and deadlifting, after, or even both, that's going to help. First, kneel on your right knee, cushioning your kneecap with a folded towel. Place your left foot in front of you, bending your knee and placing your left hand on your left leg for stability. Put your right hand on your right hip to avoid bending at the waist, and then lean forward, shifting more body weight onto your front leg. What you're going to feel is the stretch at that point in your right hip flexor. Hold that for around 20 seconds, switch legs, and repeat. It's a nice, quick stretch. It should do the job of getting you ready to work on those two lifts.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, I without seeing a video, it's hard to see what your personal trainer sees, but I got to tell you something. I watch guys deadlift at the gym all the time, and they don't get deep enough into a squat position for their deadlift.
Right.
Many of them start out with their legs at maybe a 65-degree, you know, 70-degree. I mean, it's like their butt is already up, and they're that's putting a lot of strain on their lower back. The
you
fact
got
that
it.
You're down in that squat position tells me that you're probably doing it right.
Yeah.
You're compensating, yeah. Granted, for your shorter torso. Well, no. If your torso is short and your arms are short, you're probably not that disadvantaged. If your torso was long and your arms were short and your legs were long, I'd say, yeah, you got a real problem there because, I mean, you're basically built like a T-Rex. You got to get all the way down in order to grab the bar.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Without seeing a video, I don't know. I'm not saying that your personal trainer's wrong. I'm just not saying that they may be exactly right. Because I deadlifted the other day. I haven't been deadlifting at all. And so I'm not trying to do anything, heroic. And I just did some heavy singles the other day. And one of the things I noticed about myself is, when I step up to the bar and I take my foot position, I get my hands on the bar, I'm bent in half like a jackknife. But when it comes time to deadlift, I throw my butt all the way down into what would look like the bottom of a squat position.
Yeah,
I lock my lower back. I lock my upper back and my my rhomboids. What am I thinking of? The two shoulder blades back there. There's a name I can't think of it right now. But anyway,
yeah.
I lock my back and I move the weight with my legs first, coming out of that squat position, and then as the weight starts to leave the ground, I start to unfold my hips and bring my hips in and my butt in unison. But
yeah.
It sounds to me like you're in a good position if you're down there and you're squatting like that.
Yeah. How about his raw milk question?
Okay, so his raw milk question. Yeah, go for it. Buy some raw whey. I think that's great. Add it to your milk.
The reason it's so cheap is probably they haven't filtered out the lactose. You can buy sweet dairy whey.
There you go.
Very, very cheap, but that's sweet for a reason.
But you know what? I mean, if you're drinking raw milk, unless you're trying to add protein powder to it, which obviously you can use that raw whey if you want. But as Rob points out, if there's equal amounts of lactose in it, usually for every 8 grams, well, I take that back. For every 2 to 3 grams of whey powder, if the lactose is not removed, there's going to be a good 6 to 7 grams of lactose.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Is it processed to where the lactose is gone? Is it a powder? Is it a liquid?
Right. We need to know more.
Yeah. But I mean, it sounds like something good to play around with. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So.
Yeah.
Okay. We have time. The next question comes from Sergio BD. Really? Okay. He must be a celebrity because only celebrities use initials.
He actually asked this question on the Blueprint forums, but it's a good one. So.
Okay. He says, Rob, now that we got Synthogen here in Northern Europe, the next challenge is to get that tart cherry juice at the grocery store. What would be the second best to use with MassPro Synthogen if we cannot get tart cherry juice? And thanks for all of your guidance to maximize our results with your product.
Well, this is a great question because, you know, not everyone's going to be able to find it, and it gets pricey. So having said that, once again, we revisit green tea and EGCG. In addition to its many other benefits, up to a 50% improvement in fat oxidation is brought to the table when dosed in a very specific fashion that mirrors the research. So first, let's talk about dosing. The study published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed EGCG from green tea can increase fat burning, right, by nearly 50%
right.
when consumed in a precise dose of 300 milligrams of EGCG plus 200 milligrams of caffeine. Important to point out though, that unlike tart cherry juice, you want to consume it away from any protein, including the essential amino acids found in synthogen. The reason being this. There's research showing that consuming EGCG with protein blunts its many benefits. Researchers at Maastricht University in the Netherlands found proteins neutralize the active ingredients in green tea. EGCG is a polyphenol, and polyphenols are easily deactivated by proteins. The process is called non-covalent cross-linking. The polyphenols have a preference for proteins, so even tiny quantities of protein in food will have an adverse effect. According to some studies, the positive health effects of tea disappear even if just a dash of milk is added to it. So
wow.
Here's your fix. Yeah. And not a lot of people understand that. It was interesting. It was an eye-opener, even for me, and I'm looking at this stuff all the time. Here's the fix. 1 hour pre-workout, take your 300 milligrams of EGCG with 200 milligrams of caffeine. Immediately pre-workout, 5 caps of Synthogen. Halfway through the workout, 5 more. Immediately post-workout, take your last 5 caps of Synthogen, then eat up big. In terms of product recommendations, where you are, PredatorNutrition.com in the UK carries the Now Foods brand of EGCG.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice product, as well as All Max Nutrition caffeine tabs. They contain 100 tabs per bottle, 200 milligram tablets. They've got a boatload of Synthogen on the way, too, so it'll be a one-stop shopping solution for you. Bottom line, if tart cherry juice is difficult to source, stacking EGCG from green tea plus caffeine with Synthogen should strongly be considered. I hope that helps, Sergio.
It's a really good, it's amazing how green tea comes back into the discussion over and over again for such a variety of reasons. You know, I never really was a big green tea drinker until Elisa introduced me to it. And I don't drink it every day, but
right.
I drink it probably 4 times a week now. In the morning. And I got to tell you something. It gives me just as much of a buzz as, say, a cup of coffee, even though it has
right.
less caffeine. So that you know there's something else going on there. There's some other functional agents in there that cause that sensation. The theanine, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. But it's amazing how the discussion keeps coming back around to green tea, isn't it?
And I'm just giving a small, very small window into the positive attributes of green tea and EGCG. There's research there on, improving glucose disposal, antioxidant, anti-cancer. I mean, it's something you need to be taking, especially for the price point.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from our old friend, Panos Antonakos. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA transfer Isolation Accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Usher. Welcome back. Well, you know, I've been doing this show too long when I remember all the bumper music. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. This is my sexy voice.
Alyssa's got it all over you, brother.
You were funny. You said, we posted pictures of a recent Halloween party that we went to, and you said, Carl, what's that mask you're wearing? It scared the crap out of me. You know what the funny thing was? I look at that picture of me, I swear, I'm not kidding around, I feel like I look like Grandpa Munster, with the gray hair on the side and the gray hair on the top, and it's slicked back, and then I got the cape on, and I'm thinking, my God, I look like Grandpa Munster in that picture. What the hell happened to me?
Listen, man, I don't know how you scored, Alyssa, but God, you're lucky, man.
Don't, you know what? I got to tell you, every day I wake up and I think, man, I hope she doesn't wake up. So, anyway.
Or at least regain her sight.
Yeah, regain her sight. There you go. Hope she doesn't regain her sight.
Keep those can't-see eye drops away from her.
There you go. That's it. That's it. Anyway, okay, so the next question comes from our good friend Panos Antonakos. He says, why the preoccupation with ecdysterone? I mean, I've used it, and it works well, but in many parts of the world, steroids are legal. And I know things like methyl 1 test are still sold legally in places like the UK. I know. They wanted to advertise on the show, a group out there that wanted to advertise methyl 1 test. Those seem like a lot more powerful products. And I'd like to know why you write so much about ECDI and not other drugs, and other non-drug-like strategies.
Yeah, well, Panos, you're correct in that there are certainly more powerful compounds out there, androgens and peptides. You know, you've got no argument from me on that point. The problem, though, is this. The more muscle magic you find in androgens, the harder it is, physically and psychologically speaking, to come off of them. And that's a big reason why I'm always looking for new, effective, non-hormonal anabolic agents, as they're termed. Even if it is, quote-unquote, just a supplement you're using to get better results faster, not many people, in my experience, want to be caught swimming naked, so to speak. So, in short, it's all but impossible to keep the mass gains from these mega cycles of potent androgens. The fact is, it's so difficult that most of today's pros remain on the gas all year round.
Well, in fact, and you know what? You know what? The other thing, I just want to just throw something in here. I don't mean to disrupt your train of thought here, but you know, the thing that makes a pro is his ability to tolerate the side effects of drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it for a second. A guy who can shoot 6 grams of testosterone a week and not, like, end up with a lot of side effects, well, he's ready to be a pro. And
yeah.
And those of us who we do a gram or two a week and we're like, oh, man, I don't feel good. I'm bloated. I'm losing my hair. I got acne. We can't be pros. So, really, one could say that the thing that makes a pro is his ability to tolerate the side effects of these drugs. And when you talk about methyl one tests, there was nothing. There was nothing that was more debilitating and made you feel sicker than methyl one tests. Granted, the pound a day of muscle that you put on, I mean, you felt terrible all the time. And needless to say, so many people's livers didn't bounce back for a good year or two.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent points. Excellent points. Which brings us to some history. You know, that harsh androgens all year long type of philosophy, compare that practice to the early use of androgens when the masters, like Frank Zane, ran only modest cycles of D-ball, test, and DECA. No GH, no insulin, IGF-1, no A-bombs, none of that stuff. Instead, they employed the subtle art of bridging with things like Anavar when they came off. So unlike its big brothers, Anavar, though, didn't build huge amounts of muscle. It built small, sustainable amounts and was famous for its body recomposition effects. Nor was it as liver toxic or nearly as suppressive to the hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis. So it didn't shut them down to the same extent as those other androgens did. As a result, men like Zane and others not only kept most of their gains, they developed much more aesthetically pleasing physiques, in my opinion, devoid of the bloated midsections, compromised organ function, and these deeper psychological issues that are seen in today's bodybuilders. Now, here's my point. Zane is still around and has all of his marbles. The same can't be said for many a 1990s bodybuilder when these never-ending cycles became the norm. The lesson here is this. Whether you use androgens or not, an effective, healthy, non-hormonal anabolic agent is of great value. And while Anavar is no longer a legal option here in the States, the pursuit of such a compound is of the utmost importance, in my opinion. Now, I'm obviously biased, but Synthogen is the pinnacle of my work in this area. But to be fair, I'll offer a dirt cheap adjunct, given your question, Panos, last week about digging for gold in supermarket spice racks. I had a lot of listeners write to say how much they liked that tip of the day about Curry, Morton & Bassett's product. I recently found another one at Trader Joe's. They have a curry blend of their own under their in-house brand, Spices of the World. Now, it's not quite the powerhouse I mentioned earlier, but it does contain generous amounts of turmeric and retails for just a buck and change versus the $6 price tag for Morton & Bassett's curry product. It also contains black pepper, which we know improves the oral uptake and utilization of turmeric by 2,000% in humans. Before anybody dismisses turmeric, consider the following. We've talked about it before, but it bears, you know, repeating. It's been compared to herbal, you know, it's been said to be herbal clenbuterol. Slows muscle loss, burns fat, improves glucose disposal. There's evidence that it inhibits conversion of amino acids into glucose, and it's famous for its pain-relieving effects. Modern science has subjected curcumin to some pretty rigorous testing over about half a century, and its benefits, just like ECTI, extend to almost every organ in the body. Every little bit helps, and that duo is more than enough to see changes in the mirror. So I hope that helps answer the question, Panos. It's just a very interesting field for me, and it's worth every second of my time looking at it, in my opinion.
You know, and you talk about, first of all, the early drug use, we're really not even sure what the early drug use was. I mean, we know the purported discussions that people have said, you know, a couple D-bowls and so on, but we're learning that there were much more. I had, I can't think of his name now. I had somebody on the show as a result of Randy Roach's book. Randy was on the show with me, and I'm sorry I can't think of his name, but he was talking about doing 20 grams of androgens in a day leading up to the last 2 weeks of his competition.
That wouldn't surprise me. I guess my point is, what we do know is they weren't using, on top of all...
No, and that's what he said. He said, we weren't using insulin, we weren't using growth hormone, he said.
Right.
We were just using androgens. But, the reality is this. With the greater muscle building effects, the amplified muscle building effects of drugs like Trenbolone, which, you know, was a favorite of mine years ago, I can't do it anymore. It makes me feel sick. Even though I get monstrously strong in like 2 weeks, it makes me feel like I'm on the verge of the flu all the time. And methyl one test and lots of other, you know, supplements that were out there back in the day that we've all played around with and saw amazing results. You can't run that stuff 2 or 3 times a year. You just can't. Number one.
Right.
Number two, what you said before is the most important message, is the sustainability of the muscle. Who cares if you squatted 700 pounds 10 years ago? How much
right.
of that has transferred 10 years later? What are you squatting today? And quite frankly, and I know I sound like an old dude when I say this, you know, but you know what? I'd rather get there over the course of 10 years that I'm still squatting that weight that I'm able to handle, and I can maintain the muscle mass that I have now late into life. This is not something that the young guys get. The young guys want to look ripped and muscular to hit the beach for spring break. They don't care about what they look like or how they feel or how they function 10 or 15 years up the road. That comes with age.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Back in the day, I was benching 400 pounds.
You know what? I'm afraid I don't even like to talk about those things because I sound like such a douche. It's like, well, what are you doing now? Oh, I'm not doing that. Well, who cares then? You know, let's see what you can do today. What can you keep? And sustainability, quite frankly, is more important than, you know, what you did 5 years ago or even 5 months ago. And so with that being said, I think that these other agents like ECDI and God knows what else, they allow you to build realistic muscle at a realistic pace that's sustainable and healthier, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
And that's really the take-home message. You know, we are looking, in my opinion, I'm striving to find a non-drug-like Anavar, which, you know, nobody was putting 20, 30 pounds of ripped muscle on with it, but it was very subtle. But subtle was good because it was, in your words, sustainable.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and the reality is, eat good, train hard, get enough sleep, do the right things for a long enough period of time, and guess what? You get there anyway.
Right.
While you're searching for the next, you know, ECDI or whatever it is.
I took
100 milligrams of Anavar a day at one point in time as an experiment. And I was not impressed with it because I had become accustomed to taking things that really, I mean, wow, you know, like Anadrol, you know, 200 milligrams of Anadrol. It's like, wow. A week later, you're like, holy crap. Look at me. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the difference in our time. We are so unwilling to give anything, any reasonable amount of time to work.
Yeah. But the good news is, every day, every year, we are a step closer to this goal of having very, I would go so far as to say today, yes, we have good, effective, non-hormonal anabolic agents that can help you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay?
That's yes.
More so than if you weren't using them, just not as, you know, they don't build cartoon muscle.
Right.
But really, like we discussed, cartoon muscle is not sustainable. Real muscle is.
No. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
When we come back, we have a question from Johnny Gray. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time now. About that time. Turn this thing on now. Hey, let's go.
Slap it, Fango. Do you still?
You can do it all by yourself. Welcome back.
The mashups are something else, man.
Isn't the music great? I always forget to put this music on my MP3 player. Wait a minute. I don't have an MP3 player anymore. What am I talking about? I don't know. You know what? I refuse to spend a lot of money on MP3 players because... because of my ADHD, I lose things pretty easily.
Oh, this plays perfectly into Johnny's question. You'll see why.
Well, and it's like I bought like one of these 5-year-old technology MP3 players where you can't even tell the song that's playing. You can't scan anything. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I loaded it up with great music, and I'll be damned if I know where the hell it is. I just can't find it. It's like.
There'll be something better out next month. Don't worry.
Well, I gotta get myself an MP3 player that I can have surgically inserted beneath my skin
so that I don't have to worry about ever losing it.
That's probably coming, brother.
Yeah, you know what? They're going to put that right with the microchip that identifies me as a terrorist.
Right.
So that's the next thing. Anyway, this comes from Johnny Gray. He says, Rob, I have a question about HRT plus test boosting supplements. I'm currently on HRT injectable, and it's helping, but also sitting on a boatload of Driven Sports Triazole. I've used it in the past with some success. Don't want to stay on HRT forever. Why? Due to shutdown issues. My endocrinologist is hesitant to go down the Clomid route, but I do have Arimidex on hand to control any estrogen issues. I'm interested in how best to go about this. First of all, how old is he?
Johnny is actually my age. And
how old are you? I don't even really know how old you are.
42.
Well, why not be on for the rest of your life? Johnny, what are you talking about?
Well, he's, you know, everybody's got their own, I guess, concerns about HRT. But Johnny's an old college teammate of mine. We played baseball together. And it's a great question. I couldn't resist having a little fun with it, though.
Okay.
It's a great question because, see, it brings up an important issue that many listeners on HRT, just like you brought up, are struggling with. It's a busy world out there today. Now, here's where I'm going with this. See, the information age can be overwhelming, right? You've got email,
you're right.
Voicemail, work phones, cell phones, and now smartphones.
MP3 players that are lost.
MP3, instant messenger, instant everything. It just compounds the problem. All this multitasking is potentially dangerous, so a warning is in order. Confusing prescription testosterone with test boosters isn't common, but it happens. So here's the danger. You may awake one day confused, double up your HRT dosing for, say, 8 weeks. And then, realizing your mistake, you then discontinue and run your triazole for 4 weeks alongside a good non-hormonal anabolic like Synthogen. Now, on the serious side, listener Con Santori Davison wrote just last week saying he does something similar, stating, I use Synthogen to bridge my HRT cycles. It usually helps me make a seamless transition. So in short, Johnny, the world is fraught with danger. Hopefully those tips will help you avoid any confusion with respect to keeping your HRT and over-the-counter supplements straight.
But you know what? I have to weigh in here, okay? First of all, HRT, okay, let me see how to, I'm looking for an analogy, right? Okay,
it's going to be minimally suppressive because they don't get
you into No. That's not true. True HRT is going to suppress, period, end of story. If you're taking a clinical dose of, say, 200 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week, whether you're doing it in one shot a week, whether you're doing it in two shots a week, or whether your doctor is an idiot and he's giving you 400 milligrams every other week, you are going to experience HPT shutdown within 2 to 3 weeks. Abso-effin-lutely. Now, but here's the thing I'm confused about. If you are old enough to get on HRT, okay, what the hell are you think you're bridging? What do you think you're bridging? I mean, okay, I can see a 25-year-old kid, a 30-year-old kid, even a 35-year-old guy running a cycle for 12 weeks, 14 weeks, 16 weeks, and then bringing back his endogenous testosterone levels to pretty decent levels, you know, close to 1,000 nanograms, right? But what do you think you're bringing yourself back to? What, 400 nanograms? I mean, you're not bridging. The term bridging implies you're doing this super physiological thing and then you're going back to normal levels. But if you're 40 years old, you don't have normal levels anymore. You'd be lucky if you've got 500-600 nanograms. Maybe some of you out there who are gifted 700 nanograms of testosterone that your body's producing. You're not bridging anything. Stay on. Stay on.
Yeah.
Stay in youthful levels.
The incidence of xenoestrogens and other things in the environment are so bad. The norms have actually for testosterone values have actually been adjusted downward.
Down. Yeah, we've talked about this on
the
show.
Community.
We talked about the assay used to be that if you were down at like 340, it used to be if you were below 400 nanograms, you were subclinically hypogonadal. If you got down to like 320, you were hypogonadal. Now they lowered it to 290, and they just keep pushing it down because more and more guys come through the door with these ultra low testosterone levels. Instead of saying, "Wow, we have a problem," they just lower the bottom of the scoring system. But here's the thing: if you're also asking a question about using your HRT with something like triazole to as a bridge, as a PCT, you're going to need more than just triazole as a PCT. Because while triazole may arrest the estrogen and push it down, you're still going to need something else. And I don't think it's clomiphene. I think it's HCG. I think you're still going to need some HCG to mimic luteinizing hormone, get the pituitary and the hypothalamus working again so that you can produce testosterone in a reasonably short period of time. But again, I come back to this. You know what? If you want to take your triazole to control estrogen levels while on HRT, I can understand that. If you don't want to use something like Arimidex or something like that, that's fine. But why come off at all? If you're in the 40-plus group, you don't have to come off. You'd be on for the rest of your life. Why do you want to come off and go from 1,200 nanograms back down to 3 or 4? Why? Why? What do you think you're saving? Your testicles are shot anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of the guys that I've spoken to, due to the economic circumstances, are losing their health care coverage.
I don't buy that. You know what? A testosterone cypionate will run you $6 a week, even without, that's without insurance. If you buy Watson, 200 milligrams of testosterone enanthate or cypionate per milliliter, it's going to run you $6 a week. That's through a compounding pharmacist. And if you're on testosterone gel, a $70 a tube will last you 2 months. So what are we talking about here? I mean, these are the same people that are going out and buying $2.50 coffee, right?
That sounds like it needs to be an episode, Carl, a how-to episode all in itself.
No, if a doctor writes you a prescription for Watson testosterone cypionate or enanthate, and you take it to a decent compounding pharmacist like anewrx.com in Philly, they'll sell you a 10 milliliter vial for like $70.
Yeah.
So that's $7 a week.
And its impact is life-changing for those guys that...
Don't be discouraged that you're going to have to, oh, well, my insurance is going to drop. Insurance doesn't cover testosterone 99% of the time anyway, because the insurance industry doesn't look at it like something you need. They're stupid about it, okay? They'd rather give you 6 other prescriptions and pay for those than give you a $7 a week prescription and pay for that. But don't let the insurance industry stop you from getting testosterone, because it's cheap as hell.
Yeah.
And you don't have to buy it through a black market source to get that. That's buying it from a pharmacy with a prescription.
Yeah. Well, I know all about the insurance industry.
So yeah, unfortunately.
What you said is 100% spot on.
Yeah. All right. What we want to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about a new segment coming up, correct?
Yeah, a new segment to the Power Hour.
Okay, we're adding a new segment to the Power Hour, and then we'll do the Blueprint Tip of the Day after that. You're listening to Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. You can learn more about Mass Pro Synthogen by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Mass Pro Synthogen banner ad. We'll be right back.
Situation is clear. Let's get it, cause run out of time.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I feel like I should be sitting in a dark club, smoking a cigarette, and drinking a martini right now. You Hefner next to me.
Pajamas.
My pajamas on. Checking to make sure the fly is not open. Okay. So what is this new segment, Rob Regish, that you are dropping on us today?
Well, I had such a great response to the tip about curry and, it's just common everyday items that are hidden, let's say, in grocery stores and such. And let's face it, who doesn't like a bargain or want to save money? So the new segment is this. It's called Rob's Recession Busters, where I'm going to go into a list here of some hidden gems out there that maybe, you know, for those folks that, like many of us, are feeling it in the wallet. So here they are. Walmart isn't exactly the place that you want to be shopping for supplements. But the following may be of interest to you, especially for those of us like me with alligator arms and like to save a buck on certain items. The first is Applied Nutrition's Green Tea Fat Burner.
Hmm.
And this product, you get 90 soft gels. It retails for a mere $10, and a two-cap serving is standardized to contain 400 milligrams of EGCG and 160 milligrams of caffeine. There's also a smidgen, I would call them window dressing, doses of, I'll call them plantioxidants, from bilberry, blueberry, elderberry, etc., and a sprinkling of adaptogens in the form of two different strains of ginseng and some schizandra. There's even some holly basil in there, but again, I consider the amounts you know, ineffective, at least insofar as the androgens. You do get a good whack of EGCG and caffeine, though, and it's priced right. The second item of interest, Phytogenics Ultimate Raspberry Ketone Twin Pack. Here, you get what amounts to a 28-day supply for a little under $10. It's a 389-milligram blend, standardized to 45% EGCG, which is 175 milligrams, 100 milligrams of raspberry ketones, which we haven't discussed on the show before, but they have some interesting fat loss research behind it, and 50 milligrams of caffeine. As with many of these pre-made formulas, though, the ratios of EGCG to caffeine, for example, don't mirror the literature perfectly if you're looking to do that, and I always do. But with a little ingenuity, you can customize things to your liking, which brings us to item number three, Jet Alert Caffeine Tabs. You get 90 200 milligram tabs for $3.43, and they're scored so you can half the dose if need be. Walmart also has an in-house brand called Spring Valley, and I call these Spring Valley solutions for odds and ends. Natural cayenne fruit is the name of the product that's first on the list. You get 100 caps for $2.97. They're standardized for 40,000 STU or Scoville thermal units. This is it's a measurement of heat with respect to cayenne. It replaces the old international heat units because that was what was going on the last time I looked at it. Whatever the case, it's a nice addition to any thermogenic. Do wash it down with plenty of water, given cayenne can cause gastrointestinal issues in some, and you don't want it coming back up on you, that's for sure. Turmeric, we've had a lot of discussion about that. For those wanting to get straight turmeric, there's a 90-cap bottle, 500 milligrams a cap. It retails for a shade under $7. Now, I personally like getting my turmeric as part of a curry blend, given black pepper is usually included, and as we know, it makes turmeric more bioavailable. I just don't like to scratch around for it elsewhere. Cinnamon. You get 60 500 milligram caps with 100 micrograms of chromium for just $2.98, and I found it interesting that this product wasn't found with the rest of the herbals, but rather in the diabetic supply aisle. So Spring Valley does have, you know, a couple of items like that, odds and ends. Hopefully you can save a buck there. The following, I need to preface this strongly. It's not medical advice. I'm not a doctor. And these are just thoughts on my part, not recommendations. When you're in the medication aisle, there's a product called Tagamet, which you may be familiar with. It's sold as an acid reducer. However, the active ingredient, cimetidine, about 200 milligrams a tab, has another interesting property to it, weight loss. And although it's not currently FDA approved for weight loss, that didn't stop me from looking further into it. It turns out there are several studies that have reported that cimetidine reduces weight in healthy, overweight subjects. And although the method of action isn't completely understood, the theory is that the satiety peptide, or the peptide that keeps you full, cholecystokinin, plays a role in cimetidine-induced appetite suppression. The last known studies on this compound for weight loss were published in the year 2000. But there were several done previous to that. It also has one other interesting facet to it. Cimetidine decreases how quickly your body breaks down caffeine, thus prolonging its effects. So, very, very interesting compound. The final one, I saved the best for last, training equipment in Walmart. Let's call it resourceful. Weight vest alternatives, I'll call it. Now, given my recent interest in body weight training, I have reached a point of, exploring the lower rep ranges versus just repping myself into oblivion. In some exercises, it means changing the angle and the body weight is still enough. But in others, you do need to add weight. And as you pointed out, Carl, a few episodes ago, weight vests are ideal for that. However, the price tag associated with them isn't. But simple solutions do exist if you're creative enough. So I first perused the backpack aisle and found a nice one for about $17-18. But that was still too expensive for me. So I slid on over to the outdoor section of Wally World. And there, you'll find a much more manly-looking camouflaged Black Canyon backpack. It's the Fieldline Rio series. And for just $9.97, you get a much sturdier solution with fully adjustable straps and a nice wide pouch. Insert kettlebell, dumbbell, or weight plates, and you're in business. Presto. No more $200 plus weight vest nonsense for your body weight training. It's now you're not going to be able to go running with it like with an X vest, but for things like body weight squats and other exercises, one-legged squats, it's just going to save you a boatload of money, and it works like a charm. So those are my recession busters.
Great advice.
I'm hoping it helps a few folks out. Really, for the high-end stuff, though, especially on the supplements, you know, you're not going to find them at Walmart.
Okay. We're going to take our last commercial break during this Blueprint Power Hour. And when we come back, we're going to do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking about how omega-3s increase memory and brain function. You're not going to want to miss it. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Mass Pro banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator.
While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins for formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Now we will be bestowed the blueprint tip of the day.
Yeah, the blueprint tip of the day this week has to do with what I consider to be the most powerful tool in the toolbox, which is this information. As a lot of people know, I hammer on this point, but I'm always reading, always looking for new things, old things to improve people's progress, get them to Gainesville faster. So in this category, required reading includes Vince Gironda, Legend and Myth. Credit here is due to Al Palmieri at PalmieriBodybuilding.com, where you can get this fantastic book and a lot of other articles that were penned by Gironda throughout his lifetime. I'm going to spell that out for people. I had fun with this too. I was just in the mood, man. That's P for primordial performance, as in primordial performance.
That's good.
A as in age force. L as in L-tryptophan. M as in muscle smoke and mirrors. I as in injectable. E as in estrogen. And I once more as in I just shamelessly plugged
every
a lot of
sponsor.
Your sponsors.
That's funny.
So, for the uninitiated, Vince Gironda is one of the Iron Game's forefathers and a man that was way ahead of his time. Like John Grimmick and Doug Hepburn, much of the priceless knowledge that these men imparted, though, has been lost to history. If you think these old-timers have nothing to offer in today's high-tech world of machines, supplements, and gadgets, think again. I'm bringing it up because there are a lot of people that are still scratching around looking for answers given our mutual pursuit of muscle and might, including me. And perhaps more than any other man, Gironda held those answers, at least in terms of how to build a world-class physique. There's a certain barrier with Gironda, though, that always made things more difficult. Vince had a reputation for being rude and short with people, to put it mildly. And I can vividly recall reading in one of his columns in Muscle Mag International. He told one trainee that wrote to him seeking advice on how to, quote-unquote, slow his metabolism to gain weight. Vince told him to go play darts. Just don't bug me. He says only a moron would want to slow his metabolism down. He also had a reputation for being one of the most innovative, cutting-edge, and intelligent people connected with bodybuilding. And most telling to me, he was entirely self-taught. He had no formal background in anatomy, kinesiology, or personal training certificates. Yet, when the Hollywood movie studios needed stars like Clint Eastwood to shape up and fast, they went to one man, Vince Gironda. And that's been my experience, too. Nobody cares about certificates. They just want results. You get people results, they keep coming back. In my youth, I, too, foolishly dismissed Vince and his ideas, and that was a huge mistake. I wish I had those years back to put his advice into practice. His harsh exterior masked another side to the man, though, that wasn't so well publicized. One of being willing to share his knowledge with anyone that would listen and follow his advice, but you had to follow it to the letter. If you brought good faith and put it in Vince, he'd return it in spades. He lived for bodybuilding and all things physical culture, provided you were genuine about it, just like he was. He was born in an era before steroids, was right in the thick of it when they were introduced, and his position on such has been much maligned. He was all for them if you were sick and needed them. But if you had a healthy body and you wanted to pack on muscle and strip fat, he was dead set against them. And there was a reason why. Given the hard-won knowledge that he acquired, he didn't need drugs to get people results. You can't blame the guy. He devoted a lifetime to uncovering the secrets about how to build muscle, strip body fat, and remain healthy in the process. All of that was dismissed, seemingly, given these curious little blue pills that started showing up in gyms across America, otherwise known as Dianabol, brought to us by Dr. John Ziegler and Chiba Pharmaceuticals in 1956.
Right.
That really aggravated Vince, and it's easy to see why. You know, you devote your life's work to doing something the old-fashioned way, and you're quickly dismissed in the face of magic beans. What Vince foresaw that others did not were the problems associated with those magic beans and what they would ultimately do to our sport, a big part of which is this. You look like a bodybuilder today? You're guilty as charged. You must be taking steroids. I think had people listened to Vince way back when, you know, people might not associate us with steroids as they do today. But enough about yesteryear and days gone by. Here are some snippets of the type of unorthodox advice Vince offered that can up your game today. He had something called Vince's European weight gain trick. And Vince claimed that this mix was a proven and tested way to gain weight. He further stated he had students that gained as much as 40 pounds using it. Now, clearly, they must have been underweight, but still, it underscores the power of the strategy. And the strategy was this. You simply mix equal parts of half and half with ginger ale. You drink that 3 times a day between
really?
Meals. Yeah. And if you think that's try it and see. Here's another one. He had a 3-day detox plan, and the diet consisted mostly of non-concentrated carbohydrates. It enabled you to eat all you want and provide this sense of fullness you just can't get from a straight high-protein diet. And Vince reported he used it on excessively obese people who couldn't lose weight on any diet and did so without a single failure. His reasoning was that it provides a cleansing and detox effect from the roughage consumed, and it also did so by eliminating animal tissue proteins. The diet consisted of as many raw fertile eggs as you can comfortably digest, and he was adamant that they needed to be mixed with certified half and half or heavy cream for breakfast. The rest of the diet was based around a raw mixed green salad made with the following ingredients. On a bed of raw spinach, you add sliced zucchini or squash, carrot sticks, water chestnuts, raw beets, cauliflower heads, avocado, and similar raw vegetables. In other words, the man was advocating paleo.
Yeah.
Before paleo was cool.
Right.
Way ahead of his time, you betcha. And if those two aren't enough to blow your mind, there are hundreds of others that will. And they've been proven over and over again, given the toughest test of all, that being the test of time.
Yeah.
Now, as many of you guys know, people that are listening, I wrote my own book, right, The Blueprint. And while I'm incredibly proud of the good it's done for people all over the world, it's irresponsible on your part not to avail yourself to other authors' ideas and works. Unlike Gironda's time, though, there's a lot more bad information out there today than there is good. And in the Blueprint 2.0, I put it like this. There are dozens of good programs out there today, but many, many more bad ones. How do you weed through all this information, sorting out the good from the bad? That could take, and it does take, years and thousands of dollars. I wanted to shave that, you know, time off that learning curve. Having said all of that, I have no hesitation in saying this. Vince's stuff will shave years off your road to Gainesville. In a sea of conflicting information out there, which is just awash with some downright dangerous advice, you have the opportunity now to learn from what many still consider to be the bodybuilding master, Vince Gironda. So I'm encouraging people to visit PalmeriBodybuilding.com and order a copy of Vince Gironda, Legend and Myth. Cool. And like virtually all of my recommendations, I get nothing for this, other than the satisfaction of hearing back from you about your success. One final note and an incentive. First person I hear back from who takes me up on this and likes it gets a free copy of the Blueprint 3.0.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And just as a reminder, the price increase for Blueprint takes effect next month. I sincerely hope that helps people, and I really hope you like Vince's stuff as much as I do. It is, you know, the man never fully got his due, in my opinion. And I speculate so from a broken heart than anything else. Because he had to close his gym in 1995, and it wasn't a year or so later he passed.
Yeah, and it's well known, people who were close to him said that he became very bitter in his later years. I think because he wasn't given the recognition that he deserved.
Yeah.
I gotta say something. Guys like Bill Phillips attacked him because of, back in the day when Bill Phillips and Dr. Scott Connolly were just getting their thing going, they attacked Gironda because of his support of raw unpasteurized milk and milk in general and cream and all those things that he said was building muscle. And now come full circle, Dr. Scott Connolly embraces milk proteins as the perfect nutrient to build muscle. So Gironda was right. And unfortunately, he's gone now, and there's nobody that can't apologize to him for saying, hey, you know, we picked on you for the wrong thing.
Yeah, and that, you know, interestingly enough, that story is part of this book, and it is a fascinating read. It really is. Vince Gironda, like you said, never got his due. And the more you read about what he did 60 years ago, and those same things that are being borne out is true today, not only in the real world, like, you know, he experimented around with and learned by trial and error, but in scientific studies as well. You know, so for everybody that, you know, puts a lot of stock in the ivory tower, I'm not one of them, but for everyone that needs scientific studies to validate a lot of the things that he was talking about, they're out there.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, we have to pull the plug on this interview because I got a guest waiting in the wings. Thank you so much for all your work today. The Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by MassPro Synthogen. Learn more about MassPro Synthogen by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the MassPro banner ad. We'll see you this Thursday on the roundtable discussion. Okay, Rob?
Thanks, brother.
All right,
looking
take
forward.
Care. All right, stay tuned. When I come back, I will have Dr. Bita Moghadam on talking about the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on memory. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Like this.
most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advanced or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is Dr. Beata Mogadam. She is with the University of Pittsburgh Neuroscience Department. She's a professor there. And her group has recently published a study looking at the effects of on the memory from omega-3 fatty acids. How you doing, Dr. Mogadam?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. You must be great. You take a lot of omega-3s, I bet, right?
I do not. I do not believe in supplements.
So. Oh my gosh, I take a lot of omega-3s. Okay. But anyway, let's talk about this research. And by the way, it doesn't help. I still forget things. I lose things all the time. Let's talk about the research. First of all, what even made you want to do this research? Was there any evidence out there that there was some sort of memory or memory consolidation effect from certain fatty acids?
Sure. So let me first clarify that this wasn't really memory, but what we call working memory, which is really different than long-term memory. Working memory is really important for, we think, adaptive reasoning and problem solving, because it allows you to remember something just enough to work with it. So either whether it's just remembering a phone number for a few seconds or bringing online the right information at the right time to solve a problem or to deal with the problem. So it's a very critical measure of, you could argue, intelligence and cognition.
Well, I was just going to say, and probably to some degree, it's almost like the summaries that we see when we Google something and then we decide what we want. These summaries appear probably as a result of our comprehension.
Yeah, so it's really allows you to work with memory.
Yeah,
to work
very
with information.
Cool.
Yeah,
so this is
cool,
this is really important stuff. I mean,
it's very important stuff, and it's the one thing that a lot of people like to measure in the context of not only health and intelligence, but also disease and cognitive decline in many illnesses. So it's a very, very cool way of measuring if your faculties are intact and how well you can perform.
Now, this is something you can actually see under a PET scan, apparently, right? Because you use the PET scan to observe the brain during this research?
Well, we use the PET scan to actually measure the levels of different things. So you can do fMRI or MRI to look at activation of different brain regions during working memory. So yes, it's used extensively in combination with imaging, because there are very certain clear areas in the brain that are activated, and these are the high order cortical areas of the brain that are activated when you are using a working memory.
Okay, so now so we've clarified that
the area.
The question is, what evidence has there been in the past about certain fatty acids and the brain landscape in general?
Sure, I have to admit that this was somewhat accidental, because this was supposed to be our control group. Now, what I am interested in is psychiatric illnesses, including bipolar, major depression, schizophrenia, and if they relation to ADHD, autism, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've been very interested in is the fact that a lot of these illnesses, really the transition, the conversion to the full illness happens during late adolescence and early adulthood.
Well, I've actually talked about this as well. And it usually happens during puberty, and we know that some of the sex steroids modulate and even attenuate the effects of certain brain hormones like dopamine, serotonin, and so on.
They can. Yes, they can. So that's one aspect of looking at this, but the other aspect is probably more it's maybe more complicated than that, because there are different hormones and different time course of hormonal activation in men and women, yet the time course of conversion to the illness tend to be about late adolescence, early adulthood. So what we really wanted to study, what I've been interested in, is why is it that this age is so vulnerable, and what are the mechanisms? And there's some studies that are suggesting that omega-3 deficiency may be a very key environmental factor that contributes, because it's clearly something that our diet has become grossly inefficient in it since the late 60s and early 70s.
Yes.
So we have been developing animal models that kind of mimic the current state of deficiency, as well as try and study young adults who could be vulnerable. So this group was going to be our control group, which these are young, healthy individuals, and we wanted to actually do the PET scan, see what happens with supplementation. And we didn't think that cognitively much was going to happen, because with working memory, it's hard to improve it above baseline. If you're impaired, then you could potentially take some medications to normalize.
But if you're healthy, if you don't have any, a perceivable dysfunction, if you will, then it becomes very hard to make
better. In general, it's very difficult to make yourself smarter than you really are.
Right.
It's just people have been trying.
That has been my plight my entire life, by the way.
It's definitely, I mean, with supplementations or drugs. I mean, I'm sure with mental exercises, maybe you can.
Right.
But this was, and also this is the age group where you're at the top of your working memory capacity performance.
Right.
The best working memory is you're at your best during early adulthood. It's downhill after that. So this is the age group where people are already at the top of their game, and then so this was a real surprise. It was really, really interesting. It really surprised me that it's not just that the supplementation improved them, but before we gave them any supplements, if you correlated their performance to plasma omega-3 levels, there was a very strong positive correlation, suggesting that whatever omega-3s they were taking in their diet, or however their diet was influencing their omega-3 levels, was related to their working memory.
Now, you chose to use Loveza, which is an ethylated version, I believe, of the fatty acids found in fish. Does that skew any of this result at all?
Well, so we, you know, in doing the studies correctly and ethically, we always go with FDA approved. We try our best.
Right, because of the standardization, if nothing else, because you know
because
that this is exactly what it is.
Yes.
Exactly, right.
So, I mean, one of the reasons I really don't go near supplements, because you don't know what other stuff is in there. Like any omega-3 fatty acid supplement you get, you look at the total weight of the fats, and you look at the total levels of omega-3.
Yeah, and you go to yourself, what else is in
do
there?
Do the math, do the subtraction.
Yeah.
What's the other stuff?
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
They don't have to tell you. Right. And the thing that's really important is that omega-6 and omega-3s, of course, are playing essentially fight each other.
Yeah, tug of war.
Enzyme.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. One is pro-inflammatory, one is anti-inflammatory. They both do opposite things, exactly.
We do need omega-6s, but what has happened, unfortunately, is that we are taking,
right,
by the virtue of
we need omega-6s because of, we do need arachidonic acid, because it's part of the body's process. Inflammation
Absolutely.
Is part of the body's process of repair. But what happens is, as you point out, we went from having three times as much omega-3s to omega-6s to having 26 times as much omega-6s to omega-3s, which is really out of balance. So
it's out of balance. The other important thing is unfortunately, the idea of taking omega-3 without really paying attention to which omega-3, because
DHA and EPA play different roles.
Yeah,
right?
Like one of the biggest scams, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is the flaxseed being advertised as being
omega-3.
Oh,
God bless you. I feel the same way. I talk about it on the show.
If you're a rat or a dog or a cow, that will increase, you know, the omega-3, the ALA would be converted to DHA.
Right.
Whereas humans just
we just don't.
We don't have that capacity.
I know. And really, the truth of the matter is, most plant sources of omega-3 fatty acids pale in comparison to the marine sources of omega-3. The phospholipids. Okay, go ahead. Correct me.
Okay. So it's not the marine source. You know why fish are high in omega-3?
Phospholipids. No, why? I don't know why.
Because it's for one thing, it's only wild fish. So the
farm
corn
fish aren't
fed,
right.
Tilapia you buy has as much omega-3 as white bread.
Right.
But it's because they still eat algae. So if you have any animal, cows, sheep, goats, the animals are actually getting grass.
Yes.
Or like, chicken that's
yes.
happily eating grass. They are perfectly high. Their fat and their organs and their eggs, their products are very high in omega-3.
And you'll appreciate this. I am a proponent of, and I know, and I'm not suggesting that you be a proponent of this, but I am a proponent of grass-fed, raw, unpasteurized milk, because it's much higher in omega-3s than conventionally produced milk, where the cows are eating corns and grain. So I'm on the audience is with you on this one. Okay, so. So what you did with these individuals, you gave them 2 grams, right? 2,000 milligrams a day of Loveza, which contains 750 milligrams of DHA and 930 milligrams of EPA per 1 gram capsule, or was that the entire dose?
That was the entire dose.
Okay. And you did this for 6 months, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that does it take 6 months for us to see these effects of supplements?
We have no idea. We have no idea. This was a limited study in terms of, and we really had to work hard to find funding to run this, because there's sort of a skepticism in the context of mental illnesses in having a multivitamin approach, unfortunately, because I do not consider this a multivitamin approach.
No, this is different. Yeah.
I consider this an environmental insult in our body that could contribute to disease. So because of that, it's an important topic. But no, we haven't done that, so there's no data I can give you in that how long is it necessary. But I have to tell you that the individuals that were already high on omega-3 in their plasma and they were doing well, didn't improve that much, and their plasma levels of omega-3 didn't go up that much higher also, meaning that by just having a better diet, you don't need to go out there and get the supplement.
No, and I'm with you on that. I think that if you can't get it from your diet, you should then consider supplementation, but the goal should be try to get it from your diet. Now, before we go into the break, I want to point out one other thing, that you were looking at dopamine in the working memory model, correct?
Yes.
Now, but dopamine plays a large role in so many other things, like addiction and so on. Is it true that the expected result on dopamine was not shown in this?
So we were looking at only one. Part of the brain, and what we think is that it's the dopamine in the cortical, the frontal cortical areas of the brain that are involved for memory, mm-hmm. that may be involved in this. Because again, we went into this not expecting much memory enhancement. We were just looking at some baseline activity, and you know, although arachidonic acid is involved in inflammation, it is also involved in so many other things. So it's not just that these fatty acids are involved for brain structure or inflammation. They are involved in
for one, we just did a show with Dr. Joseph Hiblin about the arachidonic acid relationship with the cannabinoid receptor, the endogenous cannabinoid receptor in the brain.
Exactly, and the same is appearing to be happening with dopamine and a number of other things. And it's not just the single neurotransmitters, but how these neurons interact with each other at millisecond, level. So they are doing a lot in the brain that we're just beginning to understand.
Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to talk about the performance that was viewed in the individuals when they were supplemented on working memory. We're talking with Dr. Beata Mogadam from the University of Pittsburgh about how omega-3 fatty acids help working memory, something I need plenty of over here. I tell you, I get easily distracted. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or
risk procedures. Give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin. R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Beta Mogadam from the University of Pittsburgh about the effects of omega-3 fatty acids on working memory. Okay, so now, was there a distinction? I guess it was DHA that was most responsible for the effects, correct?
Yes, we saw the biggest correlation to blood DHA levels.
Now, there were things that you did not see that were expected, right? You thought certain pathways were going to be affected, but they were not. Is that correct?
Yes. So we were measuring the levels of, with PET scanning, the levels of a protein that helps to package dopamine in nerve cells so that it can get released when you need it. So, okay. You know, of course, if the amount of this dopamine, if this protein is changing, then your ability to release dopamine is going to be affected. And this is one of the many proteins that could be affected by omega-3 deficiency, at least in some animal models. So it was one of the things we could measure by PET and one of the first candidates that we thought we should be looking at. So we did not see any effect as correlated with omega-3s in healthy cohorts. Now, this doesn't mean that if you have some, you know, behavioral issues, you know, anything ranging from anxiety to addiction, that this protein is not involved in the context of omega-3 deficiency. But in healthy individuals, we did not see an influence.
Gotcha.
So or a relationship.
Okay. But what you did see was the end result, right? And the end result was those who were mildly deficient when supplemented, they had a great increase in working memory?
Yes, I wouldn't put it mildly deficient because then again, you know, the guidelines are kind of blurry on what's deficient and what is not. And again, these are very healthy individuals. So what we saw was that the higher the omega-3 in the blood, the DHA in the blood, the better the working memory in before supplementation. And with supplementation, almost everybody improved, but the ones that improved the most were the most deficient in terms of their DHA levels before the
So they were the lowest on the healthy baseline side. They had the greatest improvement. And the ones that were higher on the quote-unquote healthy baseline side, they didn't see as great. So that means that there's a point of diminishing returns for this.
Well, there's a point of potentially, or that, you know, you already very good, so you can't, you know, you cannot become superhuman. You're already at the best of your
game. No, Dr. Mogadam. We are working on this show to make
I know,
superhuman.
I know. That was a poor choice of
No, it's okay. It's okay.
But essentially what, you know, everything in a biological system is saturable. So you can't just keep on increasing omega-3 and get more and more effects from it.
Right.
But the good news is that there, you know, by having this more in your diet, then you're not at the mercy of supplements potentially to be at the top of your game.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you have also worked, I'm assuming you've worked also in the area where people were seriously deficient. with omega-3s in omega-3s in some of this research in the past?
No. Oh, so okay. I'm relatively new to this field. I have worked a fair amount on the dopamine system, on working memory, on disease models.
Okay.
And the omega-3 is one of the, and I've always been interested in the environmental insult on our system. And people put a lot of emphasis on stress, but I think the human body has evolved dealing with stress. Whereas our diet has been terribly changed, and I think some of the health issues that we're having at the level of the brain could be potentially exacerbated by these environmental changes. So I'm actually using this as a very plausible environmental insult in our body. And given that I'm a scientist and mechanistically oriented, then we started very much at the level of mechanisms, developing animal models, and really looking at different proteins that are selectively influenced by this potential dietary deficiency.
And we know that fats compete. From this most recent research on linoleic acid, that by consuming more omega-3s, it displaces the effects of the linoleic acid. So we know that these fats compete with each other. And we know that the diet today is very, very high in fats that are not necessarily conducive to a better functioning brain.
Yes, and you know, when people ask my uninformed opinion, I always tell them to cut down on the omega-6s, because actually the half-life of omega-3s, like DHA in the brain, is pretty long, meaning that, you know, how long they last in the brain. I don't think we need to be eating them at high doses constantly, but the problem is that if you're eating so much omega-6 and other bad fats at high doses constantly, and many of them are, you know, we think are healthy, my personal approach in what I tell people has always been to just cut down on the omega-6s, because a human body just did not evolve consuming all that
I know. And you know what it is? The problem is that since the mid-1800s, at least here in the United States, we became convinced that we were actually smarter than nature. And people don't realize how perfect the body is. The body is, you know, always working to find homeostasis. And the problem is that we have really insulted the body, to use your word, for the past 150 years or longer. And so it's time for research like this to point us in the right direction, so people can say, look, you know what? You can't just eat whatever you want and expect to be optimally healthy. Have you looked at any of the research that was done on omega-3 fatty acids, specifically DHA, and its ability to mitigate major depressive disorders?
Yes. So I'm actually, I know the field on psychiatry quite well, whether it's ADHD, depression, and schizophrenia. And the data is quite interesting and really strong. I mean, and I honestly think that a lot of variability in the data is because some people are just on the daily diet are taking so much high omega-6 that supplements are not doing the job that they are. But I can tell you that the data looks more and more convincing in that field, which is one of the reasons that people are like me are becoming very interested on specific brain mechanisms that are affected by the way we are eating these days.
Yeah. So do you think that there is, would you say that people who are concerned about major depressive disorders, or even they have children that have some ADHD-type behaviors, that they should also, it's not going to cure people, but they should also consider backing down on the omega-6s and increasing the omega-3s in the diet.
Absolutely. I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean, the worst that can happen is that your heart becomes healthier, but your depression won't go away. What I hope long term is that we really rethink the way we make food here.
Yes.
Because what has happened, of course, I mean, in my opinion, one of the big problems has been grain feeding our meats, whereas if our cows were happily grazing on grass, and so their milk and cream and fats were
healthier,
what they were, 100 years ago, I think we would not have this.
We discussed this paradigm on the show ad infinitum for years now. The only way for this to happen is to decentralize the food. And in order to decentralize the food, you have to break down the monopolies. So really what people can do, the first step that people can take in order to see this, because I have two farmers that I do business with.
Mm-hmm.
I buy all of my eggs, mm-hmm. my animal protein. I'm waiting to be called about my turkey for Thanksgiving. My turkey will be alive the day before I pick it up. These animals are living natural lives. The cows are eating grass.
Yes.
You know, this is the easiest way is to find a farmer.
Once you get used to that, I live in Pittsburgh, is in Western PA, so you're really lucky in that I have access to farmers that are local. So
yes.
That's some, when I was in New Haven, it wasn't as easy, but Pittsburgh is much easier. And I have, I have always, advocated that, but in some places, it's just not that easy to be able to have access to local farmers. But yes, I totally agree, supporting those foods. But and even if they are more expensive, just eat less of them. It's okay.
There you go.
You don't need that much.
And you know what? You know what else? People always say that, well, it's so expensive. It's not expensive. It's really not that expensive to buy. I don't spend that much more at my farmer than I would at the grocery store. That's the truth, because we've looked
exactly
at it.
And what's really expensive is prepared food, which is loaded with omega-6s, because the minute a food is stable on the shelf, that automatically means it's high in omega-6. I mean, that's a real test. If fat starts getting rancid fast, that was the good fat, had high omega-3.
Right.
If a fat is stable, that's a bad fat, that's omega-6.
Exactly.
So that's the nose test is always a good thing to use.
You know, you are really the type of scientist that we like to talk to on the show, because you get it. You get it. Well, you know, it's scary today, and we need more people like yourself, because it's not just the context of your research, but the things that you're talking about. You know, we don't put enough stock, no pun intended, in how nutrition affects the etiology of all these diseases today that we're plagued with. And too many physicians today don't put any, they don't put any gravity in the idea that food plays a role. And that is the scary part, because it plays most of the roles today.
Absolutely. And especially with the brain. Brain, do not forget, brain is a metabolic machine. 30% of what you eat, not just the energy, but the essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, are at the service of your brain.
Wow.
The minute your diet is bad, the first organ to suffer is the brain.
That is a great point, and we're going to end the interview on that. Dr. Mogadam, I want to thank you so much for making time in your busy day to come on and talk about this.
Oh, my pleasure. This was fun.
Okay. You take care.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Thank you to Dr. Bita Mogadam for coming on and talking about the effects of omega-3 on working memory. And thank you to Rob Regish for braving the storm and doing the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.